In another attack on Hindu temple in Australia, Sri Lakshmi Narayan Temple in Brisbane on March 4 was vandalized by Khalistan extremes. In an interview with the Australia Today, temple president Satinder Shukla said, "Temple priests and devotees called this morning and notified me about the vandalism on the boundary wall of our temple." Sarah Gates, director of Hindu Human Rights, said, "This latest hate crime is a pattern of Six for Justice, SFJ, globally, clearly attempting to terrorize Australian Hindus. Coupled with a barrage of propaganda, illegal signs, and cyberbullying, the organization intends to present all pervasive threats, fear, and intimidation, to the Australia Today." In January, Sri Shiva Vishnu Temple in Australia's Carrum Downs was vandalized with anti-Hindu graffiti. The deed was discovered on January 16 when temple visitors arrived for darshan during the three-day Thai Pongal holiday observed by the Tamil Hindu minority in Australia, according to the Australia Today. Supporters of Khalistan attempted to mobilize a car rally for their referendum on the evening of January 15, 2023, in Melbourne. According to the Australia Today, they failed horribly as less than 200 individuals from the almost 60,000-strong Melbourne community showed up. Indians in Australia demand strict actions against vandalization of Hindu temples. The BAP Swaminarayan Temple in Australia's Mill Park was defaced with anti-India and anti-Hindu graffiti on January 12, 1 week before the preceding event. According to Australia Today, the temple, situated in the neighborhood of Mill Park, was vandalized by anti-India extremists who wrote anti-Indian inscriptions on the temple's walls. The walls of the Swaminarayan Temple in Melbourne's northern suburb, Mill Park, were defaced with the slogans, "Hindustan Mordabad." BAP's Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Australia's Melbourne vandalized by Khalistan supporters. Patel, a spectator, described how he noticed the temple's defaced walls when he visited the location. "When I reached the temple today morning, all walls were colored with graffiti of Khalistani hatred towards Hindus," said Patel. "I am angry, scared and dismayed by the blatant display of religious hatred towards Hindus," he added. The report by the Australia Today also suggests that the Khalistan group praised Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale and termed him a martyr by writing it on the temple walls. Bhindranwale is a widely perceived supporter of creating a proposed Sikh-majority state of Khalistan. The management of Melbourne's International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, temple, also known as the Hare Krishna Temple, found the temple walls vandalized with anti-India graffiti. The attack on ISKCON temple came 2 days after Victorian multi-faith leaders held an emergency meeting with Victorian Multicultural Commission, per the news report. The Victorian Multicultural Commission issued a statement condemning the vandalism of Hindu temples in Mill Park and Carrum Downs. On February 5, Australian Hindus presented a list of demands to the Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill, who visited a Durga temple in Melbourne ahead of the resumption of the parliament. The demands were in the wake of attacks on Indians by pro-Khalistani elements with terror links in Melbourne. Australia, Hindus demand authorities to impose stringent laws on Khalistani extremists. The list includes, carrying and using weapons must be banned for Sikhs, deporting every Nihang on a temporary visa, removing all objectionable, offensive posters from religious places and cars, and speedy justice for all victims of the January 29, 2023 incident in a time-bound manner, security for all victims of the January 29, 2023 incident, the radicalized Sikh religious places, regular updates on the above matters. At Durga Temple today, Victorian Hindus presented a list of demands to Home Affairs Minister at Clavenilm in the wake of recent by attacks by Khalistanis with terror links on Indians in Melbourne. The Australian Hindu Association awaits a prompt response from the minister. pig.twitter.com/a4a2bj4. Australian Hindu Media, at Austhindu, February 5, 2023. Later, India condemned the vandalization of Hindu temples in Australia, said the matter had been raised with the Australian government in Canberra and asked for expeditious investigation against the perpetrators. New Delhi has also firmed that the authorities in Australia should not allow the use of Australian territory for activities that would be detrimental to territorial integrity, security and national interest of India. "Investigate, punish them," India tells Australia on Khalistani violence targeting Indians. Arindam Bagchi, spokesperson, Ministry of External Affairs, had assured, "Our Consulate General in Australia has taken the matter with the local police. We have requested expeditious investigation action against the perpetrators and measures to prevent such incidents in future. The matter has also been taken up with the Australian government in Canberra and New Delhi. And we are looking forward to the action that we have requested. With inputs from NI,